Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Museum. What if you could jump into the world of wild krats and swing through the trees like a monkey or hunt like a dragonfish? Now you can. Wild Krats, Creature Power, and Ocean Adventure Museum Exhibit, opening September 24th through January 7th at the Farmington Museum. Tickets at farmingtonmuseum.org. Wednesday morning here at KSJE, and joining me for our weekly segment together is Ron Price, the noted author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. And we've just survived another election night, Ron Price, and here we are the day after. So maybe folks are a little bit groggy if they stayed up late to watch the results come in.
And some are happy and some are not so much.
Right.
And that's always going to be that way, though, isn't it?
It is. It's true. But this is our democracy in action.
You know, yeah. And people look at our political situation, and we're not going to turn this into a political commentary, so stay with us. But it seems to be getting nastier and nastier. And yet, if you look back at the early elections in our nation's history, they were vile. They were horrible campaigns, demeaning each other and so forth. But it's sad to see, isn't it? I vote for me because I can do this, this, and this. Why do I have to put down my opponent? I don't even like that word.
Right.
Anybody who runs for public office has my respect. I got to tell you that right now. Anybody who's willing.
Right. That's true.
Scott, I would be your campaign manager. If you want to run, I'll be happy to support you.
Oh, but gosh. Well,
you're not going to find me out there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk this morning, again, we're talking about playing nice in the sandbox, about tolerance. Why is it that if somebody differs from me, I have to hate them, or at least dislike them, or not associate with them, or label them, or demean them, or why? Why? Can you imagine, Scott, a world where everybody thought exactly like you did? Would that be a pleasant world?
Well, you know, no, it really wouldn't. Although, you know, sometimes
it'd be,
I think,
pleasant.
It'd
I used,
be nice.
I used the wrong word.
But no, it would. Well, it'd be very vanilla. It'd be very, you know, no surprises.
Boring is all get out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. And we wouldn't want that. We need the variety. Is it variety is the spice of life, or spice is the variety of life? One of those. So I want to share a poem today. Now, again, knowing that our audience is diverse, I think that's the right word. Some have a faith in God, some don't. So let me just read this. I say that because it's a different kind of prayer, and I don't want anybody to get offended.
Well, be tolerant.
Be tolerant.
If you think you're
going to
be offended, be tolerant.
But listen to these words. Heavenly Father, help me to remember that the jerk who cut me off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and is rushing home to cook dinner, help with homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help me to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind me, Lord, that scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addictions that I can only imagine in my worst nightmares. And this last one always gets me. Help me to remember that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking my shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that based on the biopsy report she got back last week, This will be the last year they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind me each day that of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It's not enough to share that love with those we hold dear, those we agree with, I'm adding now, those who believe just like we believe. No, open our hearts not just to those who are close to us, but to all humanity. Let us be slow to judge, quick to forgive, quick to show patience, empathy, love, and again, I might add, tolerance. What a world. Scott, if we could realize that the differences make us stronger, they're not a threat.
Right.
Tolerance goes well in the sandbox. What say you?
I agree with that. I think we need more of it.
Yeah. I think, you know, while we're talking here, I think a part of it is if I'm not comfortable in my beliefs, if I'm not confident in my beliefs, then somebody who believes differently is a threat. But if I'm confident that I know what I believe and I know why I believe it, Scott, you have every right to be wrong if you want to disagree with me. You have every right to hold a different belief, and I don't have to be threatened by that because I'm confident in my beliefs. Maybe that's another focus we can look at in a future broadcast. What do you think?
I like that. I think that would be good. And I think it's true that we can respect our fellow human beings that have a different belief than we do.
Yes. You know, it was John Wesley that said, we may not always all believe alike, but we can all love alike. And again, I think there's a lot of truth in that. I'm with you. I don't want a world that everybody's just like Ron Price. That would be chaotic. And again, hopefully a nice world. I try to treat people
so
nicely.
So many jokes.
Yeah, but we'd all know them. It wouldn't be any good. There'd be no audience.
Okay.
but seriously, let's practice some tolerance. And again, if you like the election, great. Be kind to those who didn't. And if you didn't like the election, don't take it out on those who do. We're all in the same boat of life together. Let's try to row together. I just made that up.
Okay.
All right.
I like it, though.
Probably a good way to
hopefully
end.
We're all rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron. Ron Price, he is here with me every Wednesday to enlighten us and make us think on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.